High school basketball is on the air. Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Front rim no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board.
Good hustle underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Marple Newtown Tigers and the Strathaven Panthers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum, dedicated to preserving the history and memory of Delaware County sports legends in Radnor. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Good Friday night, and welcome again to Wallingford, Pennsylvania. It is boys high school basketball, as you heard in our preview. It is Strathaven hosting Marple Newtown. Two teams going in different directions. Strathaven overall is 7-8. They've lost three in a row. Marple Newtown 8-8. They've won three in a row, joined by Peter Fulginetti and Mike Mayer. Dan Spangler, first-year head coach for Strathaven. A 2002 grad here at Strathaven. Played football and basketball in high school. Marple Newtown, second-year head coach Sean Spratt, has done a great job building this program back. And again, he's got some tremendous athletes. So does Strathaven, multi-sport athletes. We'll get to that in a moment. Sean is a 2006 Marple Newtown grad. Three-sport athlete, football, basketball, and baseball. So there you have it. He also was a former assistant at Pencrest under Mike Doyle. Coach Doyle picking up win number 200 in his career at Pencrest the other night.
Wasn't it Ridley?
Yeah, oh, they beat Ridley, yes. Yeah, right. They beat Ridley.
Yeah,
in
but he's
saying
a Pencrest team. Yeah, and did it decisively. And Pencrest having a heck of a year this year.
Yes, they are. Heck of a year. Another real quick story. Two of the hottest teams in Delaware County, 6A school, Upper Darby on a roll, coached by Bobby Miller, and Chester High, 5A, 10 wins in a row. Blew out Academy Park last night. They host York tomorrow at 2:30 JV, 4 o'clock at Chester.
That should be a good game.
And York, they have a common opponent. Chester beat, actually, Harrisburg beat York 100-67. Couple of weeks ago. Wow. So in that Chester game we had last week, was nip and tuck the whole way. But as for Strathaven, you saw them get beat up by Pencrest earlier in the year, and Marple Newtown beat Strathaven in the first meeting.
That was in December. They really didn't have their sea legs at the time, and me and Mike both agreed that this will be a much better team in mid-January, and they have become better. We know they beat Lower Marion a couple of weeks ago. They've lost a few since then, but they're right in there, 7-8. They're right in the pack for a playoff contention for the Central League.
Yeah, and just to kind of remind people, the way it works is in the Central League, they do have a legitimate championship. They actually get down to the finals for boys and girls, and we will be covering both games. I think that's the 12th of February. I don't remember the exact date. It was a Monday night.
Thank goodness, not Valentine's
Day. Yeah. And so we've got that game to do. But what all teams are really striving for is a PIA playoff berth, and that's for District 1. And I think a lot of teams that we've seen will make it. I mean, District 1 allows a lot of teams to get into the playoffs, and it's like a double elimination, and you can kind of recover and stuff. But it's fun, and we will cover that as best we can and go after, obviously, teams from Delaware County and try to follow them right up until we can't anymore, which is usually either because they're eliminated or because the games start being played at too great of a distance for us to get to.
Talking about Division I athletes out there, not in basketball as of yet, but Strathaven, Ryan Morris, and he's headed to play lacrosse at Monmouth University in New Jersey. Strathaven senior Jeff Connor
will play his college lacrosse at the University of Virginia. But Jeff looks like he's not going to be playing tonight. He has a bandaged hand. But you ought to see Strathaven. And, Mike, you have. Strathaven lacrosse is fantastic. Marple Newtown senior, Anthony Paoletti. He's headed to play his college football at the University of Delaware. He is Delaware County's all-time leading passer, over 7,000 yards, 73 touchdowns. And you've seen him play football.
Yeah, we see them every year when we're doing the Haven games.
Yeah, he was something else. I mean, it does tell you the quality of as dominant as he was in the Central League, it does tell you the quality of quarterback you need to be to play for an Ohio State or a, you know, and there's nothing wrong with playing in Delaware, and you know, that great kudos. But he was a terrific quarterback, and you wonder how much better do you have to be to get into a Big Ten school or something.
Another one of the players out there for Marple Newtown tonight is one of the best baseball players in the state of Pennsylvania, high school baseball players. He's a junior, Alden Mathis, and he has already committed to play his college baseball down in Virginia at the University of Richmond. So, you know, those southern schools, they love coming up here to the Rust Belt, as you like to call it, and get us Pennsylvania guys.
Well, and they play some pretty intense baseball down there. They have better weather for it, at least when it starts early.
And, of course, Alden plays under our broadcast partner in the playoffs, Mark Jordan. Mark, of course, the baseball coach at Marple Newtown, girls basketball coach at Radnor, and they're having a nice year.
I was going to say, how are they doing this year?
They're hanging. I wish that we knew everything. You know, Mike, as much as I'm on that darn computer and looking at stuff, I believe they're 8-5. Okay. I was looking it up the other day.
All right.
So it's great to be here.
Because as soon as Mark is done with his girls' basketball responsibilities, we drag him into our broadcast booth. So
yes, he adds a lot.
Absolutely. He knows the game.
He was great last playoffs. He was just the defenses he was showing you each time they switched off and on. I mean, he picks it up watching it as a coach that maybe us guys don't pick up right away.
And he's drawing stuff while Dave's talking. He's drawing stuff on the board. And I'm just nodding and smiling because I have no idea what he's trying to tell me.
Speaking of Division I athletes, Strathaven, John Hara is a freshman at Penn State. Right. And everybody's talking about the big Penn State win last night. Finally, that's a signature victory for that program. They've been struggling. They're 14-8 now at the buzzer at Ohio State, ranked 13th in the country. And John's doing a good job off the bench. He's not playing as much as he
He's a freshman.
He's a freshman in the Big Ten basketball.
Yeah.
So
all
right, let's take a quick break. It's Marple Newtown and Strathaven Boys High School basketball here at Strathaven High School in Wallingford. Dave Berman and the gang. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports, baseball, football, basketball, and more, on display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Strathaven High School boys hoops tonight, DelcoHoops.com. Strathaven is hosting Marple Newtown. It should be a good one. Haven looking for a little bit of revenge, or just looking to win a game. They've lost three in a row, three tough ones. All the banners here, a lot of memories for me. I moved from Chester Schools in sixth grade, another Providence, Wallingford, Swarthmore, they call it. We moved to Wallingford. And I was doing public address here. I was the first public address announcer. We got that thing going, 74, 75, 76. And a lot of banners up here since then, Mike. Wow.
Well, you know, certainly in football, this school has been a dominating force. They were in soccer for a lot of years. They tend to have a real good cross country. Girls volleyball, they had made a run. They never really got into the playoffs in a serious way, but they made a run through the Central League. So, you know, a lot of successes here, as you would expect. You know, it's a larger high school. You would expect to see a lot of banners on the wall, and there are a lot. But I think that's true of most high schools if they have sports programs they're serious about.
Absolutely. And also, the last year of Nether Providence was 82-83. Girls basketball won it all under the late, great John Smith. Nether Providence won that one over Indiana, Pennsylvania. The next year, the merger, they went to the state finals too, guys. That was 83-84, lost to Susie McConnell Cereal. And, of
course, Seton LaSalle.
You researched this before you walked in here?
I lived it.
You lived it.
Oh,
okay.
I lived that. I lived that.
I know Brian Carroll when he does our football play-by-plays. He'll rattle off stuff. And I said something to him off the air once about, you just remember this? He goes, no, I look it all up before I go on the air.
Doug, Mr. Smith was one of my teachers, and I was a radio announcer in York at that time, WSBA. And then, of course, you know, seeing Nether Providence go. Then the next, Susie McConnell cereal, if you follow the 76ers, T.J. McConnell, that is her nephew. And, you know, T.J.'s he's made himself a nice career. So we're going to get to the starting lineups right now, if you will. Marple Newtown and their second-year head coach, Sean Spratt. Number 10, Tommy Gardler, 6-foot junior. Number 3, Anthony Paoletti. He is a senior. Number 4 is Matt Peel, who's a senior. Number 11 is the scrappy, tough Mike May, who really tore up Strathaven, their first meeting. And Alden Mathis, the Richmond baseball recruit, junior, number 13. We talked about Paoletti going to Delaware to play football. For Strathaven, under first-year head coach Dan Spangler, they're 7-8. Number 3, 6-foot senior Jordan Graves. Number 4, 6-foot senior A.J. Santisi. Number 21 is Chris Rossini, 6'1 senior. 32, 6'7 senior, can be a beast in there, Cooper Driscoll. Number 42, the Monmouth University lacrosse recruit, 6'4 senior Ryan Mars. So there you have it, Marple Newtown and Strathaven. Let's take a break and thank some of our great sponsors. Get ready for the opening tip. It's going to be a rip-roaring boys basketball game here in Strathaven and Wallingford tonight on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Fireworks also. Five BIAA state champs in boys soccer, two in girls soccer. The great Mike Barr just ran into him. And, of course, football, 4 years in a row, went to the state
Hershey,
finals.
Right?
And then lost.
Won two of them.
Yep. Yes. Paul Tagliaterra, the legend. Legendary. The pride of Old Forge up in the northeastern PA, and he is the scorekeeper. He's been here a long time. He was coaching.
Yeah, we wheeled him in his chair so he could get here.
Coaching, and his grandson, Chris, is he's a rising star.
He's still an active line
coach.
Yeah,
he'll be a senior next year, Chris will be, for the Panther football team. So here we go, Strathaven in the white uniforms with the gray and black trim. Marple Newtown, very nice colors. It's orange and black. Tap is controlled by Marple Newtown, moving right to left in the near corner. Ball stolen away by Strathaven. Jordan Graves to Rossini, right wing corner, weaving it around Morris. Down low block and a foul before the ball is put in the basket on the left block. It's on Marple Newtown's Anthony Paoletti, the Delaware University football recruit, his first.
Dave, let's just talk about Cooper Driscoll. It's really important to get him involved early.
Yeah, both these teams battling for their playoff lives in the District 1 5A tournament. And there's so much parity this year in 5A boys basketball. Losing the ball underneath Santisi, stolen away by the Tigers. The Tigers and the Panthers. And the scrap this Friday night. Right side is Gardler. Top of the key, Paoletti. Left of the key, May. Now into the left wing corner. In the lane, Paoletti moves against Driscoll. Gets it out right wing to Gardler. Gardler left of the key to Mathis. Left wing corner, driving to the basket. Paoletti lays it up and in. That is one tough athlete right there. 2-0 Marple Newtown, 6:53 to go here in quarter number one. Rossini back between the circles. Tight man-to-man defense here by Marple Newtown. They're 8-8, the Tigers. Strathaven 7-8. Graves down low, driving underneath, lay it up and in by Cooper Driscoll.
That's what they got to find all night long. They got to get Driscoll under the basket and up for two.
He'll be playing college basketball somewhere. Not sure. He's a senior. Back comes number 11, Mike May, for Marple Newtown. We're tied at 2, 6:15 to go here in the quarter. The first quarter, driving left baseline is May, and a push foul. Santisi's not happy about that. And it's going to be on A.J., his first, team's first. We're in Wallingford, Strathaven High School. Down low, Paoletti uses the body and lays it up and in. Anthony Paoletti.
Up against Driscoll, and Driscoll fouled him on the layup, so here's a traditional three-point attempt.
First on Driscoll, second team foul. And a 30-second timeout called by Coach Spangler and Strathaven. 6:13 to go in the first quarter. It's boys basketball this evening, a Central League scrum. Marple Newtown 4, Strathaven 2 on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
6:13 to go here in quarter number one, and Anthony Paoletti at the line for Marple Newtown, and the free throw is good. That's why, Mike and Pete, we encourage three-sport athletes. Makes you just a better overall well-rounded athlete. Half court trap is on, and Strathaven having all sorts of problems with it, and it's a travel on the near side on Santisi. 5-0. Check that, 5-2. Marple Newtown over Strathaven. All 5 points by the Tigers. Paoletti. Back they come with their point guard here. Mathis flips it off to Gardler, and we'll get to his lineage in a moment. With the ball right of the key is Mike May. Down low, Paoletti again, and that's going to be too many steps. Tommy Gardler, the 6-foot junior, number 10 for Marple, grandson of legendary coach in Delaware County over the years, Buddy Gardler. Dad, one of the greatest ever, Chris Gardler, and we announced his sister's game on the radio last year. She plays for Cardinal O'Hare. We'll get to that in just a second. Strathaven with the ball. They break the trap across the timeline. Ryan Morris, near side, out high. Rossini between the circles. Driscoll, 5:25 to go. First quarter of DelcoHoops.com. Strathaven Graves, far wing. Down low, left block. Driscoll spins off the glass. No, but a travel before the shot. Back to Marple Newtown. Yeah, Gardler, Tommy again, only a junior. His sister is a senior at Cardinal O'Hare, who went all the way to the state semifinals last year. Kenzie Gardler, she's already committed to play her college basketball at Villanova. This is Mike May, the scrappy Mike May. He is a tough dude. Driving left side. Underneath, there's the floater. Back of the rim, no good. Nice pass, but missing the bunny, Paoletti. Strathaven comes back, flying back. It's Graves, top of the key. Right of the key, Santisi. Santisi to Morris to Rossini. Don't get confused with Rossini and Santisi. Left wing corner, Morris. Good defense by Marple. Lays it up and in. He forced that shot. He created it, Ryan. And it's 2 points and a 5-4 lead. 1 point bulge, Marple Newtown. 4:25 to go, first quarter. This is Gardler. Tommy gets it left of the key, looking around, right of the key. Mathis to Peel, down low again, and boy, he is tough to stop. The senior, Anthony Paoletti, has all 7 Marple Newtown points.
Yeah, they got to keep somebody in front of Paoletti and try to make his shots a little more difficult for him.
Future Delaware Blue Hen in football. Strathaven back, 3:55 to go in a quick-moving first quarter. 3-point lead for the Tigers over the Panthers of Strathaven. Morris thought about it at the right of the key. Does not take the shot. Graves left wing. Morris down low. Cooper's got a man open on the near side, but it's a pass that goes awry. Looked like it was tipped from here.
I thought it was tipped too, but it was way high.
Yeah, and I think he should have went up with that ball. He was right near the basket.
Marple Newtown with the rock. Moving right to left in their orange and black uniforms. Slowly back. Strathaven going to, looks like a zone. He's going to fire a 3-ball. Back of the rim, no good. Put up in there by Mike May. Offensive rebound. Good hustle play by Marple. To Peel. Now driving left wing corner. 3-ball Gardler. Got it. Tommy Gardler for three. The 6-foot junior. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Strathaven is now trailing 10-4. That's going to be an offensive foul, elbow on Santisi, and Pete, Strathaven having all kinds of problems with this trap.
Yes, that's for Santisi, that's his third turnover already.
10-4 Marple Newtown, and they have the basketball, moving again right to left. 2:54 to go in the first quarter. Santisi, 2 fouls. He comes out of the game, replaced by 6-foot sophomore Justin Mars. This is Gardler. Down low left side, Peel. Drives to the basket, off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound, Peel. Getting it out of Gardler. Right side is Mathis. Shot underneath is no good. Rebound is taken by Strathaven Rossini. Chris comes back to Graves, far wing. Graves, top of the key. Marple Newtown, same thing last year. Got off to a slow start and came on late in the year, but missed the postseason last season. This year, still battling for that last spot. Driscoll, foul line jumper, back of the rim, no good. Weak side rebound, Marple Newtown. Taken by Alden Mathis, the Richmond baseball recruits. To Mike May, 2 minutes to go, first quarter. May looking for a pick. He drives right wing corner. Now Mathis, Paoletti. Paoletti foul line. Now Gardler, another 3-ball. Ooh. He trains another one. Tommy Gardler, don't leave that young man open. From the legendary Gardler family. Grandpa, as I said, Buddy, Dad Chris, Mom was a great athlete, and family. Strathaven down by 9 points, guys. Buck and a half to go here in quarter number one. Graves driving to the basket. He's going to be called for too many steps. Unbelievable here. You got to give Marple Newtown all the credit in the world.
Yeah, they've really befuddled Haven, and the mistakes are just killing them.
Speedster Ebo Pio comes into the game. He wears number 10.
He also wears number 10 on the gridiron when he plays for the Strathaven Panthers football.
Heck of a lacrosse player also, only a 10th grader. Marple Newtown coming back. It is May, lays it up, misses the layup. Was challenged in there by Mars, and the rebound to Strathaven. Down low, another turnover. Back to Marple Newtown. Pass goes awry. Here comes Mathis back. Mathis can really handle that rock. Far side, Gardler again. Man, he is feeling it. Misses that one. Close but no cigar for Gardler. Rebound is taken by Strathaven and Driscoll. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Strathaven with the ball, down by 9. Ryan Morris, right side Ebo Pio, out to Morris. Guarded closely in there by Mathis. Between the circles now, Cooper Driscoll, the big fella, flips it to Pio. Dribbling the ball around, another offensive foul. That's a turnover also on Pio. First team's fourth, 25.8 seconds to go first quarter. Marple Newtown with the ball. And you can tell, Mike, they are playing very, very well.
Yeah, Marple Newtown just being very aggressive, and Haven's not too sure what to make of all of it, and just not being able to get done what they need to get done. And they're lucky it's only 13-4 at this stage of the game.
Into the lane, turnaround jumper. No good. That was put up by May, right wing corner. It's P.O. picking it up. Steal in the backcourt, flipping it up at the buzzer. Paoletti couldn't get it to go for Marple. That was just nuts at the end. And man, we need to take a breather. Marple Newtown 13, Strathaven 4 after one quarter of play. You're listening to Boys Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
After one quarter of play, it's Marple Newtown 13, Strathaven 4. Both these teams are 5A battling for playoff position and their playoff lives. Really, they got to keep winning some games to get in there in the 5A tournament. Both Central League teams, Strathaven has lost three in a row, and Marple has won three in a row. And Anthony Paoletti, the Delaware football recruit, 6'3", is a bruiser, and they're causing all kinds of problems for Strathaven.
Yeah, after the first quarter, Dave, you see the score is 13-4, but you can also see why. Strathaven has seven turnovers. Marple has two.
Strathaven, 14 fouls. Marple only has one, so they can really play aggressively. And there's yet another turnover. Pio loses it. Out of bounds. They better be playing. They got to play better here, guys. It'll get out of control. I'm telling you, Marple's playing a solid game.
It's a solid game, and you're not going to, if it's a 20-point lead.
Mike May across the timeline here in the second quarter. They flip it around Gardler. Tommy brings it out high. Great basketball instincts, as you would expect from that family. Newcomer into the game is Michael Smith, number 33 for Marple Newtown, and a foul off the ball on the Panthers. It's going to be on Driscoll, and that'll be his second. That's five team fouls already on Strathaven. Still 7:21 to go here in the second quarter. Marple Newtown with the ball, 9-point lead. Mathis looking for the back door, can't find his man. He flips it far side now to Mike May, who has been held scoreless so far. He tore up Strathaven the first time they met over in Broomall. In trouble, but getting it out. Left wing corner. Peel down low. Dipsy do shot. Lay it up and in by Tommy Gardler again. He has 8 points, says Tommy. 15-4, 11-point lead. Marple Newtown. Rossini has it. They lose a ball on the far side, and there's a steal.
Another turnover.
Mike May ahead of the pack. Lays it up and in.
I think I'd call another time in out if I was Coach Spangler. These guys need to settle down.
First two of the night. And a foul. Block foul going to be called on Gardler. First team second. 6:23 to go in the second quarter. 17-4 now, Mike. And this is a Strathaven team that was hot there for a while.
Yeah.
Blew out Ridley, who's young but has some really good talent, and beating Lower Merion. Rossini, three ball straight away is good. There you go.
That's a little bit of life there.
Down to 10. 17-7 is the lead for Marple Newtown. This is Michael Smith. Left of the key, top of the key, Peel. Far side, Mathis. Underneath the basket, Smith shot is blocked by Driscoll. Nice job by Cooper right there. Rossini comes back left to right. Strathaven can cut further into that lead. 5:50 to go. Here in quarter number two, Rossini to Peel. Peel is going to be called for a travel. Checking now into the game for Marple Newtown is Min Tran. He's a senior. Min is 5'9", and the Delco Times did a nice story on him.
Yep.
Last week, I believe. So it's Marple Newtown back again. Alden Mathis, pride of Mark Jordan and his Marple Newtown baseball team. Left wing corner, Gardler, guarded by Rossini. Tommy has it between the circles. Left of the key to Smith, Gardler, right of the key, Mathis. Mathis driving to the basket underneath the Smith, getting it out. Three ball from the right side. He drains another one. Matt Peel, actually his first three, but for the team, that's three trays in this ball game for Marple Newtown. They lead it 20-7, 4:55 to go, second quarter.
Haven's going to get some shots. They've turned the ball over so often. Here's a shot.
Peel for three, no good. Cooper Driscoll, offensive rebound, lays it up and in.
That's what they need.
Four for Driscoll.
But they've turned it over so often, they haven't been taking the shots. They don't get the opportunity. They'll travel. They'll throw it out.
Near side, Gardler. What a move to the basket. Tommy lays it up and in.
Nobody there. Went around his defender and nothing but wood deck in front of him.
Yeah, Gardler has now 10, leading all scorers in this game. Both teams combined. Strathaven down by 13. Three ball, Morris. No good. Battling for that rebound is Ryan Morris. On the miss by Justin Morris. And a foul. Loose ball foul on Marple Newtown. Personals on Alden Mathis of the Tigers, his first. Paoletti back into the game. The Tran in there. Also Aziz Kamasi, a junior who is 6'4" for Marple Newtown. Strathaven with the ball, down by 13. Tran guarding Rossini. Back into the game is Santisi for Strathaven. Driving left baseline.
Ooh.
Gets away. I don't believe that was close, though. Reverse layup, no good. Offensive rebound, yes, by Cooper Driscoll. Missing the layup. The reverse was Ryan Morris. Driscoll for two. He has six. Strathaven now down by 11. Mm-hmm. 22-11 with 3.5 to go in quarter number two. Far wing Tran. Top of the key, Paoletti. Near side, Kamasi. Gardler, top of the key, Paoletti. Down low as Paoletti. Yeah, he was looking for Tran and overthrew him. Min's only 5'9", had to be about 6'5 to catch that one. So Strathaven has the ball, 3:21 to go, quarter number two. Ryan Morris gets it into Chris Rossini. Dribbles to the far side. That defense is really, really tough for Marple Newtown tonight. Morris driving, foul on Marple Newtown. And it's on Gardler, I have him for two. Team foul number four. Alden Mathis back into the game, and Tommy will take a seat with 10 points. Strathaven with the ball, down by 11. Still manageable. Long way to go in this game. 3:08 to go in the second quarter. Left wing corner is Santisi. Flips it out high to Rossini. Between the circles again, Driscoll. Flips it to Rossini. Far side, Mutz. Guarded by Kamasi. Ball on the far side. They're all over Morris, man. Ryan, that is. To Mutz out high. 2:40 to go. Moving clock. Second quarter. Five team fouls on Strathaven. Four here on Marple Newtown. In the first half. Strathaven being very patient. Driscoll, right wing. Top of the key is Ryan Morris. He just cannot create his shot. This defense by Mathis is tremendous for Marple. Down low, Driscoll underneath the basket. Left side, Rossini. Three ball. Ooh. Got it again, Chris.
That was nice.
Rossini, his second tray of the second quarter. 6 points for Chris. He's a 6'1 senior. The lead down to 8, 22-14 with 2 minutes to go. Second quarter. Paoletti, near side, Mathis. Top of the key to Kamasi. Right of the key, Paoletti. Strathaven picking it up now. Tran, Kamasi, left of the key. Top of the key now to Mike May, who's been held pretty much in check. Only 2 points so far tonight for Marple Newtown, but they still lead by 8. Good, solid basketball here by Marple Newtown. Well coached by Sean Spratt, year number 2. And we've got ourselves a foul on the play. It's going to be on Rossini, Chris's first team foul, number 6. So the next foul on Strathaven puts Marple at the line 1-1.
Yep, timeout.
Quick timeout called here by the Tigers of Marple Newtown and Coach Spratt. 1:24 to go before halftime. Marple Newtown, 22, Strathaven 14 on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Got my teeth cleaned there yesterday, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, and they're in great shape. 1:16 to go here in the second quarter. Marple Newtown with the ball. Paoletti again in the lane. Turnaround jumper good. He has 9, the 6'3" senior, and a wide body. And we wish all these guys, Mike, it's kind of cool to follow the guys in their
steal.
Turnover. There's a baseball player there, Mathis, only a junior. What a move to the basket. Lays it up and in.
Stole the ball, marched it down, went to the corner, came back inside the key, and just laid it up.
5'11 junior, Alden Mathis, going to Richmond, play baseball. He's only, I guess, 11th grader. Lead up to 12, just like that for Marple Newtown. 40 seconds to go here in quarter number 2. Morris, there's an open three ball. He misses it. Over the back foul, Strathaven. That is going to be on Mutz, his first team foul, number 7. So 1-1 here for Marple Newtown. They can expand the lead. Michael Smith, no relation to Chester's Michael Man Smith, is into the game for Marple Newtown. Paoletti will take a break. As we mentioned, it's nice to follow, and you've been covering sports for years at the high school level, and it's great that you follow these kids in high school.
Oh, I think it's great.
Pros and professional.
I think it's great that good athletes play multiple sports because, you know, once again, the college will have to commit to a sport if they're going to play at all. And I think it's just great that they have the experience of the kind of competition they get in high school and play the rest of their lives, hopefully.
And the free throw is no good by Gardler, a rare miss. For the Gardler family, lights out shooters, especially from the free throw lion. 24 seconds ago, second quarter, Strathaven with the rebound. They come back now. Far wing Mutz, 26-14, 12-point lead here. Marple Newtown, they've won 3 in a row, playing very good basketball here tonight on the road in Wallingford. 10 seconds to go, second quarter. Right of the foul line, right of the key now, and a foul off the ball. That's okay for Marple. They have 2 fouls to give. I'm not sure who the foul is. I know team-wise it's in Marple Newtown, but back into the game now, checking in is Justin Morris for Strathaven and Min Tran, 5'9 senior, into the game for Marple. Rossini for 3 on the inbounds pass. Drains another one. Chris has kept these guys in the game.
Yep, no doubt about it.
Three trays in the second quarter for Chris Rossini. And we go to halftime. Your score is Marple Newtown, 26, and Strathaven, 17. You're listening to boys basketball. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
For causing things pain, son, be a dentist.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. It's halftime. Dave Berman, Peter Fulgenetti, and Mike Mayer. Boys Hoops tonight, Marple Newtown 26. And Strathaven 17. I want to talk a big shout out here to Darrell Moore. He is the Chester High School, the head coach for their very successful junior varsity team. Was a star player here back in the day for Strathaven in basketball, was Darrell. He has an organization now. It's called One Haven Night. It's a Strathaven alumni run charity, aims to bring individuals and communities side by side, focusing on the power of education and developing strong relationships. They hold an annual 3-on-3 tournament and a fun scholarship. Their next big event is going to be Soul Cycle, February 24th at 2 p.m. at Charity Cycling at the Rittenhouse Square location of Soul Cycle. So check it out. More information, go to onehavenunite.com. So thank you, Darrell Moore. Great to work with the guys, not only Strathaven, but at Chester. Everybody in Delaware County, even the Catholic schools, we really appreciate them. Mike, we wish we can cover a lot more, but, you know, we can only do so much.
One game a week, it's tough. And even that, the coordination and getting a hold of the ADs and getting rosters, you know, is a pain in the neck, you know. And every once in a while, we'll do two games in a week, and it's like, oh, man, just brutal. So, anyway, but, yeah, we get around. And, of course, when the playoffs come, it's a little bit easier because – PIA District 1 is organizing that, and it's just basically one phone call, and we get what we need. So, but, yeah, it's just tough. This year we've been probably batting 50-50 on good games, but we never know because we like to spread it around a little bit. We want to go to teams. All the teams we want to cover can't be, you know, on top of the league and doing great. You know, everybody deserves a little bit of time. And we try to get some schools we haven't gotten to before. We haven't been doing this for this is our fifth year. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But playoff time's coming, and that's always good for us.
Absolutely. It's all about the sponsorships, too. Our signature sponsor, Delaware, the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. And that is an unbelievable facility. Pete, you've been in Delaware County your whole life.
I have.
Seen a lot of sports. Have you been to the museum yet?
I haven't. I'll have to make that day.
It's been at several locations the last few years, up at Radnor at the police station, the municipal building. Running down the scoring, first of all, Strathaven trailing by just 9. Thank goodness for Chris Rossini, the 6'1 senior. 9 points, 3 triples, 3 3-balls in the second quarter, keeping Strathaven in the game. Cooper Driscoll with 6. Ryan Morris with just two. As for Marple Newtown, again, 26 total points, 9-point lead. Tommy Gardler, 6-foot junior with 10. Anthony Paoletti with 9. He's a Delaware University football recruit. All-time leading passer in the history of Delaware County High School football. Unbelievable. Great job by him under Coach Chris Gicking for the football program and Sean Spratt for basketball. Mike May held the 2. That's a good sign for Marple because he really can light it up. 2 points for Alden Mathis, the 5'11 junior who's already going to, he's going to Richmond to play his college baseball in a couple of years. So great job here, Marple Newtown, but Strathaven's, they're right there.
Strathaven has to take better care of the ball, Dave. They have 11 first half turnovers to 4 for Marple. And, you know, the 7 turnovers, the difference is 9 points. You can almost look at that and say, well, there's a difference in this game. They got to take better care of the ball.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be back with you on Monday. Our next broadcast on DelcoHoops.com will be Monday, the 29th, I do believe. What is today? The 26th, 27th?
29th is Monday.
We're going to be at Chester Charter School for the Arts, first-year school, PIAA, single A, in Chester, right off of 9th and Highland, actually 15th Street.
They don't play at the Clip Joint.
No, not at the Clip Joint, mm-hmm. But it's like, it's kind of, with the atmosphere, it's kind of a miniature with the cheerleaders and the crowd really getting into the basketball. And that's located, a beautiful building on Highland Avenue, okay. 15th and Highland. So we'll see you there.
Absolutely.
On Monday.
I live right near there.
Coached by Donnie Dodds, the St. James great from back in the day. And Donnie's in his, of course, it's a first-year program. And they're out of their 15 kids, Chester Charter School for the Arts are called the Sabres. They're not orange and black. They're red and white. They have 6 freshmen, 6 sophomores, and 3 juniors. No senior class at that school yet. So there is enough kids in the town of Chester to go around to make both these programs successful. They're playing very well lately. The Chester Charter School, they play at Marple Newtown, at Innerboro tomorrow. They beat Innerboro last week, which is a 4A school, playing the Del Valle. So they're doing a nice job. So they play the old Philadelphia West Philly Speed Boys. Yeah. They're not having the greatest year, but they're still very athletic, and they play a tough schedule, and they were a bomb squad back in the day. So,
you know, we're talking about Chester there. We have to give a little bit of a shout-out to Chester High. We were doing their games back in the holiday tournament over there at over there in Chester. And
Widener, yeah.
At Widener, yeah. And they really weren't doing that good. They had a 1-5 record, if you remember. I think right now their record is, what is their record now? 11-5?
10 wins in a row, 11-5. They haven't lost in the first of the year.
So they haven't lost since in this calendar year. So they've really turned the year around, and you got to give them some credit for a bad start, but they're really turning it on now, getting closer to playoffs.
First-year head coach Keith Taylor, and they've been winning without one of their starters in Ramad DeJarnett, who should be back shortly. Chester has a big game at the Fred Pickett Gym tomorrow afternoon. Mm-hmm. Their JV's very good, even though we saw them lose to Harrisburg at the JV last week, but they're tough. And we're gonna thank one of our sponsors. So anyway, Chester plays York tomorrow at 4 o'clock varsity at the Clip Joint. All right, so let's take a break here. Halftime score is Marple Newtown 26 and Strathaven 17. Back with the second half. Follow these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. Berman's Health Shop,
for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Getting ready for the third quarter. Here we go, Strathaven and Marple Newtown boys basketball. Strathaven has lost three in a row. They're 7-8. Marple Newtown has won three in a row, 8-8. It'll be Tiger ball. The orange and black with the ball moving left to right as we begin the third quarter. And we still have music playing, which is kind of crazy. And we have to stop the game. Sean Spratt, the Marple Newtown coach, Mike, was walking behind you. And he was looking over at your computer screen. And he gave a look like, wow. He was pretty impressed.
Oh, well, we're just an impressive group.
They stopped the music.
Now all right, here we go.
So Marple with the ball. That is Mathis. They weave the ball around up top. Matt Peel. Peel to Mike May. May guarded closely by Santisi. Now it's Paoletti. Far side driving is Peel. Gets it to Paoletti. Going to be called for a travel.
A lot of traveling tonight.
Ball back to Strathaven. They're right there, baby. Only down by nine. Chris Rossini, 9 points in the second quarter, all on three balls. Justin Morris across the timeline. That scrambling defense. Trap in the zone, causing all kinds of problems for the Panthers. But here's Morris with a three ball from left of the key, and he drains it. Good to get him hot here. Strathaven is only down by six, 26-20. Coach Spangler, very cool, calm, and collected. First year head coach, longtime assistant. And there's a pass underneath, deflected out of bounds. Just as I say, it's going to be Marple Newtown ball. And the referees are going to discuss the situation. Just as I say, is Coach Spangler, cool, calm, collected. He gets a little fired up on that call. Coach Tagliaterra not happy with it. Let the referee say it. Deflected last by Strathaven. Tigers with the ball. Left of the key, Gardler. Gardler, top of the key, Peel. Down low. Spinning is Paoletti. Top of the key is Mathis. Can't get the shot off. Strathaven playing much more intense here. Quarter number three. Looking to drive and losing the ball on a steal. That's a turnover on Peel. Strathaven, and then they turn the ball over. Hustling play in the front court by Justin Morris. Last touch by Marple Newtown, I do believe.
Yep.
And it is. The ball will go back to Strathaven. And looking in disbelief is Alden Mathis of the Tigers, saying that did not go off me. That went off a Strathaven play. Nonetheless, it's Haven ball. 2-1-2 trap. Morris open, left wing corner, does not take the shot. Right of the key, Rossini. Strathaven only down by 6 points. They were down by as many as 13. 6:10 to go. Quarter number three. This is Santisi between the circles. Offensive foul on off the ball, and it's going to be on Justin Morris. First team's first. 6 minutes to go. Third quarter. First foul here in the second half. We're in Wallingford, home of the Strathaven Panthers. Slowly back across the timeline. Mike May. They weave it around again. Mathis driving left side. He shuffled the feet, but they're going to call a foul. That's going to be on Justin Morris. Foul before the travel. His second, team second, Strathaven. Second half. Inbounding the ball is Mike May. Far side, Gardler for three. Rims out, no good. Offensive rebound, Paoletti for Marple Newtown. Gardler, far side, Peel, and they get it out and run their offense again. Mike May. Been very quiet tonight, scoring-wise. Good floor leader, though. They weave it around the circle. Good dish. That could be a walk, and it is on the right block on Paoletti. No doubt about that.
Yep.
So Strathaven again, 5:26 to go, third quarter with the ball, trailing by six.
Well, that's all Cooper. I mean, he stands there like a tree, and Paoletti couldn't get around him and tried to get around him and didn't dribble at the same time.
Morris open, left side as they break the trap. No good off the back of the rim. Marple Newtown, the rebound. Matt Peel, the 6'2 senior. They move left to right, Marple. Haven right to left. 5 minutes coming up with 5 minutes to go. Third quarter, Gardler misses a three ball. And an over-the-back foul is going to be caught on Paoletti. That'll be his second. Team foul number one on the Tigers here. Second half. For Strathaven, folks, I'll tell you why. Another chance to get closer, Mike.
Well, you know, the strategy change was to put Driscoll in the key and leave him there. He was coming out. And I think the coaches said stay there and block.
Rossini at the foul line. Left side, Driscoll spins. Ball knocked away by Paoletti and a steal. Quick hands of Anthony Paoletti of Marple Newtown. Here come the Tigers back, and there's a three ball again in motion by May. No good. Offensive rebound up and in for Paoletti. He is just a beast. He is put together. Hard working kid, guys.
No doubt about it.
28-20, 8-point lead Marple Newtown. 4:20 to go, third quarter. Rossini back. Cross midcourt between the circles, right to the key. To Santisi, into the lane. Driscoll spins up, off the glass, no, but a foul. That's going to be on Paoletti, his third. He's going to have to come out of the game, and Michael Smith will come in. And Michael's a 6'4 senior. Paoletti's going to have to take a break.
Well, Paoletti was giving up 3 inches or so. Paoletti's a big kid, too.
Driscoll at the line, shooting two. First is up and good. Nothing but net for Cooper Driscoll. Here comes May. Check that Smith into the game. And coming out, Paoletti. So Driscoll, 6'7 senior for Strathaven with a total of 7. 4:12 to go, quarter number 3. Driscoll again. Up. Back of the rim, no good. Long rebound comes out and taken by Peel of Marple Newtown. 7-point lead for the Tigers. Gardler thought about the three. Flips it left side. Now wide open Mathis with a left-hand three ball. No good straight away. Driscoll the rebound. But stolen by Gardler. And he floats it home. Tommy Gardler. Love his game.
Driscoll didn't lock up the ball. And he just taken away from him. Right from behind him.
So it's a 9-point bulge for Marple Newtown. The Tigers over Strathaven boys basketball tonight, 30-21.
Oh!
Down low, missing the shot. And now what are they going to call a... I don't know what, Mike, I
don't know what that was. He went, made the shot, missed it, came down, took the ball.
They might have got him from hanging on the rim.
But that would be a technical, wouldn't it? But anyway, it's Marple Newtown ball, no basket for Strathaven. Didn't go in anyway, and... They move left to right with Mike May. And we have an offensive foul on Gardler off the ball. And that's his third. 3:25 to go in the third quarter. It's going to be Strathaven ball following the offensive foul. Three fouls now on Gardler and three on Paoletti for Marple Newtown. 9-point lead, though, for the Tigers over Strathaven on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
3:25 to go in the third. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Peter Folgenetti live from Wallingford tonight in Delaware County. Strathaven High School. Panthers with the ball. They made a state final appearance, guys, back in 91-92 when Coach Spangler's dad, Monty, was one of the assistants. Lost to Blackhawk out of Beaver Falls in that game. Strathaven with the rock. And that trap is out high now. Double team. That's Santese. Dribbles away from it. DeMars. Ryan drives. Layup. No, but a foul. Two free throws for Ryan Mars. And again, the Marple players say, Marple, a couple of the guys had, we didn't foul him. That is individually on, I think it was on 33, guys, Michael Smith of Marple Newtown. So Morris at the line. Ryan is a senior going to Monmouth to play lacrosse.
Oh.
In and out. I can't believe that ball didn't
go in. Yeah, it didn't drop. Well, it did drop on the wrong side.
Luke Mutz, 6'1" junior, back in for Strathaven. 9-point lead for Marple Newtown. Strathaven got to make free throws here. Morris again, up and good.
Got it.
Four in the quarter for Ryan, six in the game. Exactly 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Marple Newtown with the ball, 8-point lead. Driving to the basket, Mathis with a left hand. He scores. Alden Mathis. Four for him. 5'11" junior. 10-point lead again for Marple Newtown. Strathaven, this is Justin Morris, left of the key. They're quick, Marple. Just good athletes out
there.
Yep,
absolutely.
Strathaven. Between the circles, Ryan Mars. Far side now, way out high. Rossini flips it to Santese. Chris Rossini near wing. Sean Spratt is doing a great job with this program. There's a lot of stuff in the summer with him, too. Well, Strathaven with 2:05. We're down to, what, 2:05 to go now here in the second quarter, being very patient, down by 10, looking for a good shot here. Mutz, and weave it out high again. Morris right of the key, looks to drive with a left hand. He scores. Yep. Ryan Morris. Lead down to 8, 32-24. Marple Newtown by 8, 1:47 to go. Third quarter. This will be a huge road win for the Tigers, and they're going to try to sweep the regular season series. Mathis drives again, wide open, left wing corner, three ball, bingo. That is by Matt Peel, the 6'2 senior, his second tray of the night. Lead up to 11, 35-24. Marple Newtown's going to be a tough out. They win this game. They're in pretty good shape to make the playoffs. Morris drives, floater, yes, for Ryan Morris. Big quarter for him after having just 2 points in the first half. Well, Strathaven now down by 9, 35-26. Well,
Marple's keeping the lead, so that's not boding well for getting into the fourth quarter. We'll see.
It's in single digits. Coach Spratt calling the play from the sideline. Top of the key, Mathis thought about it. Right of the key, Tran looks to drive. Tran, left side, three ball again. Got it again. There's Mike May. Been kind of quiet tonight. 5 points for him, just two in the first half. Again, the three balls, the lure in this game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Marple Newtown. 4 for Strathaven. 12-point lead again for the Tigers. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rossini, right wing corner. Morris is open, and he throws the ball away. 19.7 seconds to go. And now a timeout call by Coach Spratt. And Marple, take a break here.
We're going to leave it right
here. We're going to leave it right here.
19 seconds.
So 38-26, boys basketball here tonight. And we thank all of you for listening. Everything's on the archives.
Yeah, everything will be in the archives, as all our games are. So if there's anything you missed, you wanted to hear, or you wanted to fast forward to a particular section or the end of the game, you can certainly do that on – got a fly on my computer here.
Yeah. We have a game Monday, Chester Charter School of the Arts hosting West Philly.
And then the final regular season game would be Radnor, at Radnor. I don't remember who they're playing,
yeah,
but
it's
a week from there. From
Springfield Delco, Thursday. We haven't seen them yet. Yep. And it's been a struggle for them this year. They're battling for their playoff lives. At Radnor, only has a couple of wins, but they have some really, really good ball players. So it could be a game to see if the team – well, it looks like Radnor's pretty much out of the quest, unless they can win – five in a row, six
yeah,
in a row.
Yeah.
which could happen.
So, but the point is that with, you know, 2 weeks we're pretty much to the end of the regular season. So
just like that, I remember the first game of the year. I was up in Central PA. I missed that one. It was here, Strathaven, and Pencrest beat him. I listened to you guys up in the middle of the mountains.
Yeah, you heard that professional play-by-play man, Mr. Mike Mayer.
And I was chiming in on our chat.
That's right. Which was good because you were distracting me.
Thanks for the shouts. So we're down to 12 seconds to go here. And that's not the shot you want. A three ball from way out there by Gardler of Marple Newtown. No good. And Strathaven has a chance here. 3 seconds to go. Left wing corner Pio forces it at the buzzer. Too strong. And that's it. After three quarters of play, we go to the fourth. Boys basketball, a Central League battle. The Tigers of Marple Newtown, 38. And the Panthers of Strathaven, 26. On DelcoHoops.com.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Final 8 minutes of regulation. Strathaven's going to have an incredible fourth quarter, and Marple Newtown is going to have to struggle, and it's a 12-point lead for Marple Newtown.
Yeah, well, one of the things that's really hurting Haven is turnovers again, Dave. They got 15 turnovers throughout the first three quarters. In that quarter, you could see the Marple was pressing defense and all over the court, really, really upset the Haven passing. They have to straighten that up, or it's going to be a long night.
Strathaven has the ball to begin the fourth quarter, driving Ryan Morris left side, blocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Alden Mathis, the 5'11 junior Richmond University baseball recruit, inbounding the ball. Morris, Division I lacrosse recruit, the Monmouth. Ebo Pio, who will. It's a three-sport athlete. 10th grader. Now it's Driscoll. Foul situation. 4 on Marple Newtown here in the second half. Just 2 on Strathaven. That's not the shot Driscoll wants to take, but he drains it. Said might as well. He has 10 points, this Cooper. And that's 5 threes in the game for Strathaven. Now they trail by single digits again. 38-29. Here's Mike May coming back, and the give and go is stolen away. Morris deflects it to Santisi, to Rossini. Rossini back across the timeline. Santisi between the circles, dribbles to the right, forces a floater up, no good, and missed that one. And the rebound is taken by Peel of Marple Newtown to Mike May, their guard, point guard. Slowly back. If you're Marple Newtown, you have a 9-point lead. You're on the road. You don't want to be in any rush. Look for the good shot. Driving to the right. Down low. Give and go. Lay it up with a left hand by
that worked.
Aziz Kamasi. And a beautiful pass by May. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 11-point lead for Marple Newtown. Three ball. Air ball by Ryan Morris. And the ball back to Marple Newtown. Looks, they're just playing a tremendous game, Marple.
Yeah. Marple's playing very strong, and Haven is just rushing themselves, and they can't afford to do that. A lot of passes go awry. Shots are long that shouldn't be taken.
Mike May with the ball. That's the guy. Marple Newtown wants it in his hands. There's a reach-in foul on Santisi, his third, just the third team foul in this second half on Strathaven. 6:10 to go in the game. 40-29, 11-point lead, Marple Newtown. The Tigers with the ball. May again. Stutter steps outside. May continues to dribble around. Far side. Near side. Getting it out. Gardler. Gardler, top of the key, loses the ball, but it dribbles. The ball rolls to the top of the key to Alden Mathis, and a reach and foul on Ebo Pio. Second team foul number four.
Practically took his head off. And,
he's got that football mentality.
Yeah, absolutely. He just put his arm out to stop him, and he didn't stop. So
it'll be a pleasure to watch in football, basketball, and baseball the next couple of years. Ebo. So now with the ball is Gardler of Marple Newtown with 5.5 to go. Left wing corner, Peel thought about it. And then a bump foul on Ryan Marks. So three fouls just like that. Five team fouls, Strathaven. Still one more to give, and now just four on Marple Newtown. They have two to give.
I think the fouls have been a little excessive on the calling end. These are not major fouls, and it's slowing the pace of the game down, and it's not good for the players or the fans.
Peel, far side, inbounds the ball. Now driving to the basket. Shot is blocked by Cooper Driscoll. Great play. Ball safe from going out of bounds, but Strathaven has it to the speedy Santese, who drives and scores. Big momentum change for that. So now it's a 9-point lead again. Marple Newtown with the ball. Alden Mathis dribbling to the right, dribbling to the left. Good defense. Better watch that 5-second call. And it's going to be a timeout. Sean Spratt, the intense Coach Spratt. And Marple Newtown, 5:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Marple Newtown with the ball, 40-31 lead over Strathaven, DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. We believe you should be free to run, free to jump, free to bike, free to work, free to play, free to live life to the fullest. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are dedicated to providing the best orthopedic care possible. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
5:07 to go, fourth quarter, back here in Wallingford at Strathaven High School. It's Marple Newtown in this boys' basketball game, leading 40-31 over Strathaven. And another foul on the Panthers. Team foul number six on them. The next one puts Marple Newtown at the line. Inbounding the ball near side, Mathis to Kamasi, the 6'4" junior, Aziz Kamasi. Now to Mike May, gets by Pio, and throws the ball away on the far side, and it's a turnover.
Yep.
Now back into the game. Three fouls, but that's okay, is Anthony Paoletti for Marple Newtown. 9-point lead for the Tigers. Strathaven needs a run here with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Ebo Pio drives, fouled on the floor. That's on Tommy Gardler. That's his fourth. Team foul number five. Marple still has one to give. Ryan Morris looks to inbound under the offensive basket. Near wing, Rossini. Pio between the circles, right of the key. To Santese, Rossini from Santese. Pio, left of the key, Ryan Morris, left wing corner, Santese. Three ball is short, and the rebound, Marple Newtown. Now want to cut it to six. Foul in the backcourt. It's on Chris Rossini. Second, so going to the line, 1-1 now, 17 fouls on Strathaven, 1-1. Is Mike May, who has not been to the line yet tonight, but I know one thing, he can shoot it. Nothing but nets.
Yes, he can.
May with six, two in the second quarter, three ball in the third, foul shot here, lead up to 10, 41-31, Marple Newtown. He will get another. Nothing but net for Mike May. That's an easy name to pronounce.
Yep, and it's very close to mine.
Absolutely, the M&M man. Pio, down low, is Driscoll up. No, but a foul. And Paoletti says, I didn't foul him. But he did.
But he did.
According to the referee.
That's right.
So Driscoll goes to the line, shooting two. 4:17 to go.
And it gives Paoletti how many fouls?
Four. That's number four on him. And Aziz Kamasi will come back into the game for the Tigers. Got to make them all. Ooh. He misses that one in and out. So Paoletti, he's frustrated. He wants to stay in the game.
Yep.
He's a competitor. He's a warrior.
He'd rather foul out, and he may be given the opportunity to do just that.
And Aziz is Kamasi, 6'4". Not a bad guy off the bench. Misses both. And the rebound, Marple Newtown, and they're in really good shape now. That would have cut the lead to nine. But there's a steal just as I say that. And the floater is in and out. The follow, Cooper Driscoll, no. Unbelievable. The ball would not go in. And the ball is out of bounds, or we have a foul.
I think we have a foul. Yeah.
It's on Marple Newtown's. No, it's on Strathaven, number 32.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's on Driscoll of Strathaven. And that's going to be the eighth team foul, 1-1 now for Marple Newtown. They lead by 11, the Tigers, trying to make it four wins in a row. 4:06 to go in the fourth quarter.
And the lead really has not changed. There's been more points scored, but the lead has not changed since the beginning of the second half. So Haven hasn't been able to make up any ground, and Marple really hasn't been able to pull away.
Min Tran, that's M-I-N-H-T-R-A-N, 5'9 senior, back into the game for Marple Newtown. And he will go to the line shooting 1-1. I believe that's the call. Was he the one who got fouled, though?
No, that kid that fouled is bleeding, so he's out.
Ah, my bad, gotcha. I missed that. 4:06 to go.
He's in the game. He's right there.
And there he is. Strathaven could have made it a 9-point deficit. Instead, two free throws here, and then you can have yourself a and Min Tran makes the first. He makes another one. It's a 13-point game. Still 4:06 to go, but with this, the way they're playing defense tonight, it's going to be very, very tough. Marple Newtown in control. And Tran looking good at the foul line.
Yep.
Checking back in for Marple, Michael Smith, the junior, and Tran will come out of the game.
All right, Haven's got to come down the court and make some shots if they're going to get in this game.
Rossini, top of the key. Left of the key, cross-court pass, and a foul. And that's going to be on Marple Newtown. It's a 13. Mathis, second, 1-1 now for Strathaven. And Coach Spratt doesn't like that. And back into the game is Paoletti for Marple Newtown.
Hey, this game has been called a little closer than we're used to seeing.
Yeah, this is
most of the games we've been doing, they've let the kids play, but tonight they're really on top of every little ticky-tack touch they're calling.
Mostly here in the fourth quarter, though.
And it's dragging the game out, and it's hurting the flow.
Especially the fourth quarter. Got it. Finally, that ball goes in. There's like a lid on the basket for Strathaven. So Santisi has now 3 points, all three in the fourth quarter. Strathaven down by 12. A.J. Santisi. Up. Got it.
Well, he just can't make a clean shot. It's got to bounce and carry on and go all over the place.
And we got a timeout. 3:57 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Marple Newtown with the ball. They lead it by 11 over Strathaven. AdelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Marple Newtown with the ball 11-point lead, 44-33 over Strathaven. Boys basketball on this chilly Friday night, late January. And give and go, the layup is good by Gardler. Excellent execution there by Marple Newtown. They lead now by 13, 46-33. Rossini with the floater around, no good. Rebound to the Tigers. And now they probably try. I'm not sure what they want to do when they have a man wide. Oh, he threw the L in the right block underneath the basket. Paoletti had it. Looked like he threw like an elbow. Yeah. Get out of my way and lays it up and in. That's the kind of guy I hate to play against. Three Ooh. Ball by Ryan Morris is good. 13 for him. We'll keep it right here with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. So Paoletti, love to play with him, not against that kid. Going to Delaware.
You can see his football mentality out there.
Yeah, you're talking about a kid, and we're mentioning here Anthony Paoletti from Marple Newtown, going to the University of Delaware. Delaware County's all-time leading passer, 7,048 yards, 73 touchdowns. He threw for 1,883 yards, 15 TDs as a sophomore, and you saw him every year.
Yep, he was terrific. Hated to play him.
2,793 yards and 33 touchdowns his junior season, 2,372 yards, 25 touchdowns as a senior. But best of all, he's earned the Delaware County Scholar Athlete Award and Congressional District Scholar Athlete Award, Student Ambassador Anthony Paoletti. Big shout for him.
Yep. I think Haven beat him his sophomore year. No?
No, we didn't beat them for 3 or 4 years.
I thought I know we've lost the last two. Ooh, ooh.
Almost a steal in the backcourt. And it is a steal by Strathaven. Back to the action right here. They can cut it to single digits if they can hit a three ball, but time's a wasting. Down less than 3 minutes to go, 2:58. It's Santisi, far side, driving, layup. No, but a foul. You got to make that shot, but it's easier said than done when a guy's fouling you.
Well, plus if he's fouling you and he's hitting your arm, that's going to throw off your attempt at the shot. And that was a pretty not a great shot, so I'm assuming he got his arm hit.
A.J. Santisi at the line for Strathaven, shooting two. Personal is on, thought it was on Michael Smith, but they're going to call it on Paoletti.
That puts him out.
He's out of the game. Foul number five on Anthony. And Marple Newtown, faithful, not happy at all. So ready to check in for the Tigers is Matt Peel. Fortunately for Marple Newtown, there's only 2:50 to go.
Yep.
And they have a 12-point lead, fourth quarter. Could be 10 if Santisi can make both.
Yep.
He rims it in again. You just don't want the last 3 minutes to take forever because this quarter has
Well, the whole game has been dragging, actually.
Foul.
First quarter was really quick, but after that started to slow it down.
Foul infested. Again, AJ.
There he goes.
Got it.
Good clean shot.
So the lead is now 10 for Marple Newtown, and they have the ball in the backcourt. Somebody should be wide open up top. It's Peel. Left wing corner, Gardler. He loves to shoot that ball, but wisely, Tommy gives it out to his guards. Mathis, now to May. May, far side, Mathis. Gardler is open, and he usually you don't want to leave that kid open like that. Misses Ooh. The shot, in and out. Offensive rebound, Peel underneath the basket, out of bounds. Last touch by
turnover.
Marple Newtown.
Yep.
Back into the game for Strathaven, Justin Mars. It's a 10-point lead for Marple Newtown. Here comes Strathaven down the floor. 2:23 to go in the game. It's Chris Rossini back right now across midcourt, right to left. Guarded by Peel. Dribbles to the far side. Dribbles to the basket. Tries to draw a foul. Misses the shot. Battling for the rebound. It's on the floor. They die. They battle for it. It's a tie-up. And possession arrow is with
Orange
Marple Newtown. Justin Morris out of the game. And A.J. Santisi back in. 2:06 to go in the game. Marple Newtown, you would think, with a 10-point commanding lead. And the way they handle the ball in Strathaven.
Yep.
is in a heap of trouble.
Ooh,
and we have
travel?
A foul out high, so that'll be team foul number 9, 1-1 for Alden Mathis. Justin Morris ready to check back in for Strathaven. Coming out of the game looks like it's going to be Santisi. 1:56 to go, fourth quarter. It's been a long fourth quarter.
Mm.
Mathis with the left hand. Up, misses it. But not boxing out of Strathaven, and the layup is up and good, and that might
do that's pretty much symptomatic of the way Haven's played tonight.
Matt Peel.
Not quite in the game.
And that's a good foul on Peel.
Yep.
So here we go. 9 team fouls on Strathaven. That's 9 now on Marple Newtown. 1-1 here. Justin Morris back out. Santisi back in. So Chris Rossini will go to the line. Shooting 1-1. 50-38. 12-point lead now, Marple Newtown. 1:45 to go, and not a very good fourth quarter. No. In and out. Foul infested, and probably more fouls to come. The 1-1 is no good. Marple Newtown with a rebound, and they come back. And there's going to be a foul. And a reach in on Santisi. That'll be his fourth. So the game with 1.5 to go, 1:35 actually. Justin Morris back in. And here comes a fine-looking freshman. We've seen him on junior varsity, 6'1", Luke Edwards, into the contest. And he's going to get taller, bigger, and stronger. So keep an ear and eye out for Edwards. 2 shots.
Nice one.
Mathis makes that one. He has 6 points, does the Richmond University baseball recruit. He'll be a Spider. Goes from a Tiger to a Spider. In a couple of years, he's only a junior. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound is taken. Strathaven. Rossini comes back. Rossini looks to drive to the basket. Blocked out of bounds. Good defense there by Marple Newtown. Give that young man a shot. That's Peel. And we have Ben Wayne Fan for Strathaven, a 6'3 junior coming into the contest. 13-point lead for Marple Newtown. The Tigers in control. 1:27 to go in the fourth quarter. It's going to be Justin Morris to inbound. Or excuse me, Ryan Morris. Here's Luke Edwards for 3, and he's got it.
That was a long 3.
Keep an eye, as I said, here on him. Luke Edwards, 6'1", freshman for 3. Not sure if that's his first varsity points or not. We'll have to find out. But it cuts the lead to 10, and another foul in Strathaven with 1:15 to go in the fourth quarter. So Marple Newtown goes to the line, shooting 2. So congratulations, Luke Edwards right there, the 6'1", ninth grader, for 3. At the line for Marple is going to be the sweet shooting Mike May. He's like hits usually nothing but twine. He misses that one in and out. May will get another. 10-point lead, Marple Newtown. 1:15 to go in the fourth quarter. We're in Wallingford. Strathaven High School makes that one. Strathaven coming back again. Rossini across the timeline. Looks to drive. Here's a 3 ball from the right side. It's good. A 3 ball by Strathaven's Justin Morris. And cuts the lead to 8. 52-44 with 1:07 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break and be back with more following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Innitt Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Innitt Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
1:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Marple Newtown still in control with the ball. 8-point lead, 52-44. And, yes, that was the fabulous freshman, we'll call him now, 6'1". They brought him up from junior varsity. Luke Edwards, his first 3 career points on that 3 ball moment. So in crunch time, nonetheless. So it's Marple Newtown with the ball. Strathaven's going to have to foul and hope they miss. It's May. That's the guy you want with the ball. Into Peel. Can they get it across the timeline? And they do within 10 seconds, barely. And the foul. It'll be two shots for Alden Mathis. If there's anybody, I guess, you really want to foul for Marple Newtown, it is Mathis.
Yeah, I was going to say of all the choices, if you get the choice.
Edwards ready to check back into the game. Mathis up. Got that one.
Of course, then he'll sink both of them now that we said that.
Well, these are big. As it wins and loses games for it. Puts it up to a 9-point lead with a minute to go in the fourth. And Mathis will try another. With a left hand, nothing but net that time. Alden Mathis, 3 1/4, 7 for the game. Here's Luke Edwards again for 3. No good. Wide to the right. Offensive rebound, Strathaven. Justin Morris, 3-ball. No good. And the rebound taken on the floor by Marple Newtown's Michael Smith. Fouled in the backcourt. 48.8 seconds to go.
Morris.
It'll be Morris. We have another ninth grader coming into the game for Strathaven. It is Robbie Gilday and sophomore Ebo Pio ready to check in also. At the line for Marple Newtown, 10-point lead is Michael Smith, 6'4", senior. Bounces around the rim and in. Smith, first point of the night. Little bit of the future here for Strathaven basketball. Of course, they have a really, really solid ninth grade junior varsity team. Varsity on the verge of making it 4 straight losses. 2 free throws again from Michael Smith of Marple Newtown. They lead by 12. 56-44. Left wing corner too far. Luke tried. In a couple of years, he might get that because you know he's going to grow. He's long. His dad was a great player. Strathaven back in the 90s. And the ball will now, let's see, the other freshman just checking in now, Robbie Gilday. Marple Newtown with the ball. You probably don't want to be fouling here, and there is a foul.
Well, it depends on how much you want to give up, but you're right. I think, with the 12-point lead.
Foul Strathaven. 2 free throws coming for it is the sweet shooting Mike May, who's actually 3 for 4 from the foul line tonight. He wants to improve that average, and he's got that one. 4 foul shots here in quarter number 4 for May. Marple Newtown by 13, 39 seconds to go. He makes that one. 14-point lead. Marple Newtown, Strathaven coming back. Right wing corner again, Justin Morris. Got another 3-ball. Justin Morris, 2 trays for him. Lead is 11. Strathaven not giving up, still battling.
No, still battling. Probably going to foul right here. So
younger guys, too. I would probably not foul, but Edwards does commit the foul on his numerical counterpart, Tommy Gardler. We'll go to the line shooting 2. Gardler has 14. 27 seconds ago in the fourth quarter. 11-point lead, Marple Newtown. That's only 9 team fouls?
No, so, 9-point lead.
Oh, 9-point lead.
I think.
No, it's 11-point. That's 11-point lead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, forget me.
All right, okay.
We're getting lulled to sleep here.
Free throw is good by Gardler. Yeah,
this is a long quarter.
Now, again, 2 free throws, Tommy Gardler. So the lead is 13 for Marple Newtown, 60-47, with 22 seconds to go. Pio back, floater around and in for Ebo Pio. Too little, too late. 16 seconds to go in the game. 11-point lead, Marple Newtown. They're going to sweep the season series. And hopefully Strathaven can win. There's another foul in the backcourt. 14.9 seconds to go. And the fourth quarter. So hopefully Strathaven can win a couple of more games. They'll be now 7-9, 6 more games to go, and they're going to probably need to win 5 out of 6.
I would think that
to go to the 5A tournament. They do invite a lot of teams. Free throw front of the rim, no good by May, and he's not happy about that. For the Tigers, up Got it. A lot of fouls. The whole fourth quarter seemed as long as the whole game was combined. Three ball from the right side is short by Justin Morris. He follows. It's going to be up. No good, but a foul with 7 seconds to go. And it's on Marple Newtown. It is on Min Tran first. At the line, number 12, 6 foot sophomore, Strathaven, Justin Morris, has 2 threes in this quarter. Ooh. Misses the front end, gets another one. 61-49. Marple Newtown will go over 500, 9-8. Up, got it.
There he is.
In the backcourt, 61-50 is the score. They hold the ball, and that is going to be the final score. Final score, boys basketball game here tonight. Marple Newtown, 61, and Strathaven, 50. Back to wrap it up following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Final score here, Marple Newtown, big road win. 4 wins in a row for them, and Coach Sean Spratt, they're 9-8 overall as they beat Strathaven 61-50. Strathaven falls to now 7-9, and they've lost 4 games in a row.
Yep, yep. Pete, you got any numbers for us?
Yeah, well, I don't have all the rebounding numbers. I know that Marple definitely out-rebounded the Haven, but the real key here is turnovers. The 15 turnovers Strathaven had. Now, they didn't have any in the fourth quarter, which is kind of amazing. They had 15 turnovers for the first three quarters, but they just couldn't. You know, the press and the way Marple was covering them just put too much stress on them, and they turned the ball over, and it just put them out of rhythm, I think. And, they just couldn't get their rhythm back.
And remember, Haven never led. I mean, they fell behind by about 6 points in the first quarter of the game.
It was 15.
And that was it.
It was 15-4 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And they had to battle back the whole time. And, you know, I mean, give Haven some credit. They are a scrappy team. That Al Santisi, he's all over his playing defense. He's covering everybody. He's playing on the defense on the floor. He does everything. But it was just one of those nights where they just couldn't hit their shots.
And on the other hand, Marple Newtown played extremely aggressively, very, very tight, throwing the ball around, did what they had to do, and made their shots, and certainly made their free throws. So.
Yeah, and they had 10 turnovers, too. But because of the rebounding and everything else, that was enough to overcome that.
All right, running down the scoring again, Marple Newtown wins at 61-50 over Strathaven. Tommy Gardler, 6 foot junior, dad Chris walking by us. He's a legend around here in hoops too. 16 for Tommy. Aziz Kamasi, 2 points. Min Tran, 2 points. Anthony Paoletti, the Delaware football recruit, with 13 and a bunch of rebounds. He was in foul trouble most of the night, still played well. Matt Peel, 8 points for him. Mike May with 11. And in the fourth quarter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 8 from the foul line. Alden Mathis, the Richmond University baseball recruit, only a junior with 7. And 6'4 senior Michael Smith, a good job off the bench for the Marple Newtown Tigers, now 9-8. Strathaven 7-9. 6 points for A.J. Santisi. 7 points for Justin Morris. 9 points, Chris Rossini. All 9 on 3 trays in the second quarter. Ibo Pio with 2. 3 for the freshman. His first 3 career points for Luke Edwards, 6'1", ninth grader for Strathaven. A 3-ball in the fourth quarter. Cooper Driscoll with 10. And Ryan Morris with 13. So after one quarter, 13-4, Marple Newtown. Halftime, Marple Newtown up 26-17 after 3:38:26, and Marple Newtown wins it 61-50. They pretty much it follows the flow of the game.
Yep, absolutely. Just led for the entire time, and Haven didn't have any answers, and Tigers just kept pushing the ball and getting the baskets, and that's the game.
Thank you, sponsors, and we'll see you Monday. Chester Charter School of the Arts hosting West Philadelphia right here on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited. This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.